Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
What have I got for you? This is Miss Universe Ireland. Miss Universe Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a brand new Miss Universe Ireland. Her name is Sophia Labus. She's a criminology student from Cork. Cork criminology student is crowned Miss Universe Ireland. It would have been a crime, it says here, if Sophia Labus hadn't won. The 21-year-old student at University College Cork is cramming for a degree in criminology and hopes to become a human trafficking investigator after her studies. That sounds like that's heavy stuff.
Yeah, that's serious.
That's real work. She's from Montanotti in Cork. She was crowned with the coveted title the Glitzy Bash in Dundalk. Glitzy? Dundalk?
Excuse me, we are the capital of glitz. That's well known, well established. Yes.
Dundalk?
Yes, there's a river that runs through Dundalk. It's called the River Glamour.
The River Glitz?
Yeah, glitz and glamour.
The River Glitz flows in from the north. The River Glamour flows up from the south.
And it's where the perfect
where
little.
The two converge.
Yeah.
It's glitz and glamour in Dundalk. Let me call my glitzy, glamorous Cork criminology student. Well, she's royalty now. She's Miss Universe Ireland. One second, please. I'm jumping on this bandwagon with gusto this afternoon.
It's ringing. Earth tends to dominate the Miss Universe pageants.
Did you just say?
Earth.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that Sophia?
Yeah.
Miss Universe Ireland is on the line! Congratulations!
Thank you, guys. Thank
Hello,
you
madam. How are you today?
I'm good.
How? When was the when was the ceremony?
So it was Friday night up in Dundalk.
Oh, you've had plenty of time then to get over. I was thinking if it was on last night, you'd be wrecked, would
no.
you?
No. Yeah, I'm still exhausted, though.
Plenty of time to get over it.
Yeah.
Right, did you go home?
Yeah, I went home on the Saturday.
Okay. So tell us about the experience then of going for it. How? At what point did you think, Jesus, I'm stunning, I should go for this?
So I started pageantry when I was 19, so about 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
I actually competed for Miss Cork and I just absolutely fell in love with the whole thing, the experience, the girls, like meeting women that are like-minded, passionate, driven. It was just amazing, really. And from that day, I was just like, I'm coming back.
I'm going to do it again.
I came back.
Right.
Yeah.
And was it, how does it work for Miss Universe Ireland? What do you need to qualify? What gets you into the running for the overall?
So every pageant obviously is different. There are different categories. So for Miss Universe, there's a Voice for Change project that you have to do. So you kind of pick a social topic that you want to speak on.
Okay.
So for myself, I spoke on homelessness and immigration. And then there's interviews, like you're basically scored on all those different categories. And then on the night of the final, there was 4 different rounds. So before you went on, we had our interviews with the judges. Then we went on, we had an opening act, we had our own style, our swimmer round, and then the evening gown. And then from that, then the top 15 were chosen, and then it was narrowed down to top 5. So then the top 5 answered a question on stage, which was a surprise. Like, we don't know what we're going to get asked.
Okay.
And then top 3 get picked, and then it narrows down to the winner. So, yeah.
What did they ask you on stage? What did they surprise you with?
So I was asked how I react to feedback and like constructive criticism.
This would be the worst for me.
It was so hard.
I cried.
Obviously, I paused for a second. I was like, oh, how do I answer this? But I guess I got on great.
What did you say? Like, did you balance it? Like, because you can't lie. You can't say, oh, I'm totally grand with feedback. Anything anyone ever says to me that's bad, I'm like, totally cool with it.
I kind of brought it back to myself and my pageant journey. So I spoke about how, like, competing over the years, I've kind of seen where I've gone wrong, and past queens and organisers have, you know, helped me grow into who I am, which is now Miss Universe Ireland 2024, which is crazy to me. Mm. Absolutely mad. Like, I couldn't have imagined when I was 19 years old, I couldn't imagine like that I would have been Miss Universe Ireland so soon, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's only been a couple of years, like, as you just said. What was it? Was it just like taking an ocean, or was it a dare, or what was the initial spark of it for you?
So my mom is actually a photographer, so I would have modelled when I was young, and I always followed Miss Universe and Miss World as well. Those two pageants were, like, in particular, the ones that I really liked. And I just had this dream when I was a little girl that I would be at Miss Universe, which I'm going to be in a few weeks now. So it was just a dream I always had. I always wanted to go for it. And when I was a teenager and stuff, I obviously would have been shy and all that kind of thing. So when I kind of grew out of my shell, I was like, wow, like I really put myself out there. I took myself out of my comfort zone. And here I am.
Tell us about coming out of your shell then. What happened? Or was it just that you went to college? Because it said, like I was reading the criminology thing. You're studying criminology
in UCC.
What was the change? What changed in you?
I was actually in school when I competed at Miss Cork. It was my mum. She actually signed me up for it. And I got an email saying that I got into it. So it was a complete surprise. So she really encouraged me to go for it. And my mum is my muse. Like, she's my inspiration in life. And everything that I know is because of her. She's taught me to be a strong, resilient woman. Because as I mentioned with immigration and homelessness, those are two things that are really close to my heart. And she just has taught me to be someone who goes for things and, like, just get on with it kind of thing, you know. So I was really scared initially. I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? But then when I met up with the girls for the first time, I was like, wow, this is really amazing. Like, this is an experience that is like no other. It's just an amazing thing to be a part of. And for anybody that is thinking of getting into pageantry, just go for it. Take that step. You don't know what doors it'll open for you. Because if I never went for it that time, I probably wouldn't be Miss Universe Ireland today, you know?
Sophia, you've convinced me. I'm going to go for it.
Are you going to go for it?
Yeah, I think I will. I'll just go for it.
Okay.
Well, I've been thinking about it for a while, like a long while.
And you do have the swimwear.
Yeah.
I sure do.
Yeah.
When you're saying about immigration being an important, a thing that's close to your heart, is that based on your own personal experience? Are your parents are Serbian, is that right?
Yeah. My parents came here from the Yugoslavian War.
Wow.
With my two brothers in 2001, and then I was born in 2002. So I obviously didn't experience the war, but I've seen the effects of it on my family, and not just my close family, like my whole family is scattered across the world. You know, they've all rebuilt their lives. They've gotten a second chance at life, and Ireland welcomed us and gave us a second chance at life, and I was born into that. So seeing how war can just destroy somebody's life, like one day you're just living your normal life with your family and your friends, and the next, you're just told you have to leave. Like, your whole life behind, everything is just put on pause, you know, and you don't know what's next. Like, my mom had two really young kids. She was actually 8 months pregnant with my second brother, and the older brother, he was 3 years old at the time, so she just had to up and leave, you know. And my dad was coming back from the war. She didn't know if he was going to come back. So it's a really scary thing to think of when we live in Ireland, and like, these things wouldn't be something you think of. And then we went through homelessness as well recently enough. And those two things, I think, are very related in the sense that you kind of lose your place in society. And it's hard to come back from that, but we did it. And here we are, you know. So I want to show people that no matter what background that you come from, you can have dreams and you can chase those dreams. And being able to be Miss Universe Ireland for me is so important to inspire young people that are going through things like that, where they feel like, oh, but I can't do this because, oh, I come from an immigrant family or I come from a low-income family. Like, none of that matters. Effort and all of that is what matters. So when you put your mind to something and you work hard for it, it can be possible.
Was your mom there in Dundalk on Friday night?
Yeah, she was.
How did she react?
Oh, she was just like, oh, I don't even know, to be honest. She was just crying.
She's
and
still
so
out.
Happy.
She's still in Dundalk. We're looking for her at the moment. She's still partying.
Yeah, she's all over the place.
She must be incredibly proud. She must be delighted.
Yeah, she is. My whole family around the world were watching it because it was actually live on YouTube, on the Miss Universe YouTube
all
event.
Right.
So my whole family were watching it all around the world, like everywhere, Norway, Switzerland, all these places. So I had loads of people supporting me all around the world. Even though they couldn't be there in the flesh, they were still there, you know.
How did the criminology, at what point, you know, in secondary school did you go, geez, I think I'll go for criminology?
I actually wanted to do psychology since I was about 15 years old.
Okay.
And then when I was in sixth year, I slowly started to realise that I'm probably not going to get the points. So my amazing guidance counsellor, she is such an amazing woman. She encouraged me to go to College of Com for a year and study psychology and social studies. And while I was studying that, my mind quickly changed from psychology into criminology, because while they're related, they're also very, very different. So when we study criminology, it's about society and about why a criminal chooses to do crime, you know. And that's something that really spoke to me, I think, as well, where the growing rate of crime in Ireland is scary. And it's something that I really want to work with. I think my kind of main goal of criminology is to get into human trafficking.
Wow, yeah, we were just saying that's like heavy stuff, but of course it's and it's really pertinent to the moment, particularly people from all over the world in vulnerable situations and invest. Jeez, you're already throwing yourself into it. Fair play to you. Do you know what?
Thank you. And we're
wishing you the very best. And the 73rd Miss Universe pageant in Mexico City, you're going to be competing against 89 women. Of course, the other thing as well with criminology, I was thinking more, it'd be nice to get some of that crime scene tape.
Oh yeah, the yellow stuff, yeah.
Yeah, use that with for whatever situation I feel like. Mm. Or those suits, the white suits.
Forensics,
dusting for prints and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And going full CSI, actually, would be awesome. From our perspective, we were doing CSI style lines related, Sophia, to the Miss Universe Ireland pageant.
Yeah, all of that stuff is so interesting. All forensic psychology, forensic criminology, all that stuff is just amazing.
But you're going to be more involved in the investigations, is that right?
Yeah. So with criminology, there's a lot you can go into it, really. Like, you can be a solicitor, you can work with the guards, in the guards. Like, you can do so much. You can be a detective and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of opportunities with it, too.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Listen, your Instagram is Sophia X Labus, LABUS. And when is it? When is it on in Mexico? What date?
So the 16th of November is the final night.
It's just around the corner.
Soon, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
So close.
Well, listen, we'll be rooting for you. We'll be shouting for you. Like I said, we were just jumping on the bandwagon. So huge congratulations, genuinely.
Thank you so much.
More feedback for you, Sophia, on WhatsApp here. Sam's been in touch, says, Ray, that Miss Universe is sound. Best of luck to her. You've captured the nation's imagination.
That's the highest compliment you're going to get. Listen, Sophia, huge congrats again and good luck in November. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Thank you for having me on today.
Much obliged.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.